didn't expect them to in the first place, but since they said they were going to, now I'm a little older, a little wiser, a little straighter shooter, and I'll tell them, don't tell me that if you don't mean it. Well, I'm not going to find you now. If you loan money to only the people who can pay you back, what do you need to loan it to them for? They got it in the first place. Love your enemies, do good to them, lend to them. Don't be concerned that they might not repay. Or do I make some of those points more than once? So you think we're forgetful? Just wants to make sure it's clear what he's saying. Then your reward from heaven will be very great, and you will be truly acting as children of the Most High, for he is kind to the unthankful and to those who are wicked. Now, notice it says your reward from heaven. Not your reward in heaven. Not your reward when you get to heaven, but your reward from heaven will be great. Well, anyway. Let me just finish by saying this. Jesus said, I will show you what it's like. As we grow up in the Lord, we need to increase in our hunger, in our desire for the things of God. Because if we don't, we can become spiritually anorexic. We can become picky about what we eat. We can become just not eating. But if we are hungry for it, and if we catch a vision for what God wants to do in our lives, for our lives, and through our lives, then we will press on. Then we will look at this and we say, you know something? Yes. Yes, there is, in the sixth chapter of Luke, if I can live up to the sixth chapter of Luke, I will be a very, very, very successful Christian. There's enough there I wouldn't even need the rest of the Bible for the rest of my life, probably. I could just keep trying to live up to the standard that he sets in that. But that will be the only part of the Bible that I have. I'm saying, they say in some countries that, you know, people who didn't have Bibles, they each have a page. Well, this would be a good page for someone to have. But we've got to catch the fact that Jesus wasn't making this an impossible assignment. He says, listen, I'll show you what it's like for those who will come and listen to me. Are you willing to listen? You're willing to hear it. You're willing to come to the Lord. You're willing to hear what he says, and you're willing to obey it. He said, I'll show you what it's like for the people who will. It'll be worth it to take all of this and receive it in gratitude. It will work for you. If that's what you want. Now, how does God do the things that he does? Did God bless Paula and Bernie in answer to those people's prayers to have a place? I don't know. How does God do the things that he does? But I know that he has things, plans for all of us. And he says, I'll show you what it's like. And the desire of your heart is to fulfill my plans. It's a good thing to us. And remember Sunday, it was because he said so. This is because he says so. This isn't what I say. It's what his word says. So we don't have a stop along the way place. It's a go on. It's a pressing on. It's a moving on. Amen? Heavenly Father, I thank you that Jesus made us a promise. I'll show you what it's like. The challenge, to hear what he says and obey it. The promise that we do, we will see it. We will behold the glory of God. I pray the glory of God upon everyone here.